You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And our guest today is Ann Collins with the Hanna House and or also known as the Crisis Pregnancy Center.
That's correct.
So we were talking more about Hanna House and that it is actually a program that people come and stay at the home. It's not like a hotel motel, people.
You have
to be part of the program, which I'm sure involves some counseling and some classes.
Yes, we try to. I mean, the majority of people that come to us that need to stay in the home may or may not have had the education from their parents, depending on who brought them up. So we have programs that teach them cooking. We teach them simple things like checkbooks. We want to teach them everything they need to know to get back on their feet and get back out to society and be a productive adult and to be a good parent. So we have people coming in from banks that come in and do trainings. We have people that come in from, we have an attorney that's coming in to talk to them about self-esteem, her experience as a single mother, and now she's an attorney. It's wonderful. They get hope from these classes. And then we even
and
go
some
into
education.
And education.
Well, life skills.
Exactly. Very much life skills. And we all have room to grow. I've been sitting in on some of these education classes, and gosh darn it, I don't know everything.
You're a parent. I just don't know everything.
So I even benefit from some of the education.
That's awesome. Tell us a little bit about how Hanna House and CPC is funded, because these people aren't charged anything necessarily.
No, every service we have is free. Even the pregnancy tests are free. The counseling is free. Education is free. And the Hanna House Maternity Home is free. And we are funded mainly from individuals, churches, and corporate sponsors. So we do have 3 to 4 events a year. And we rely on corporations or small companies that want to sponsor an event. And, of course, we give them as much bang for the buck in the marketing area as we can. And we have individuals that can give $5 a month, and then we have individuals that can give $500 a month. And it doesn't matter what it is, because it's helpful. We give out free diapers and wipes, and $5 a month will help us get diapers and wipes out to those that don't have the money to purchase that.
Perfect. I was going to say, because that's so important that people know that this isn't a service that is charged for, but yet it is definitely needed, especially in this community. Unfortunately, we have a lot of unwanted or unplanned pregnancies. And so I think this is a service that is awesome for our community to have and to be able to support.
I do too, but I'm very biased.
Well, I know you've got an upcoming event, which is one of your bigger events.
Tell us a little bit about your,
it's a big gala.
Yes, I'm so excited. We're doing things a little different. And we have 2 dates this year. We are having the Hanna Gala December 1st and December 3rd. And we are going to be in the Fountain Square Ballroom, which we're all excited about because it is a beautiful room. We are planning a very big social event, a lot of time for people just to, you know, get to know each other. And the other important part, we're not having a particular speaker like we normally do, but we are unveiling our new name.
Ooh, I know. So you'll want to
Absolutely.
We're not going to talk about it here.
No,
but there's going to be a new name.
There's going to be a new name. And we've got just goals that we want to accomplish in the next year or two that we're going to share with the people that come. But like I said, it's a social event. And guys, if you need to plan a date night, Daryl,
near the holidays.
Just kidding.
He doesn't have a choice.
No, he's going whether he wants to or not. Forced date night.
That's right, exactly.
But it's a wonderful thing to do.
I know you and I talked about having, like, if you've got a small company, having mm-hmm. your company Christmas party
yes.
as part of this. Somebody else is planning it.
Oh, well,
go and donate.
Wow.
Donate your ticket idea. Price to this, you know, yes. to the Hannah House. I think
and
that's
I'm sure
awesome.
We'll have music, so there'll be entertainment.
Yeah.
And it
Christmas
just makes
holidays.
A Christmas holiday party that much easier for the small mm-hmm. company. Mm-hmm. And we are opening up early so those companies can come in, sit around a table or two, and enjoy themselves, do a gift exchange or whatever it is that they normally do for their Christmas party, and then really have a party.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think, isn't that a great
idea?
I think
that's a really cool idea.
I know.
Right. I wish I would have thought of that.
I thought when she said that, I was like, our company was a little smaller.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I mean, she probably does want 500 people there,
yeah, really.
But not from all one company.
Yeah. We'll take it.
Bring it on.
That's why they have two nights.
That's right.
So people can call. How do they?
Yeah.
Do they just show up? Do they come?
Oh.
Do they buy tickets? Let's talk. We only have a few minutes.
Okay.
So.
Well, at the event, you will be able to purchase tickets online at cpcbloomington.org. That is our website. Also, if you have any questions or you want to call in your order for tickets, you may call 812-334-0104. If no one answers, leave a message. That is one of the volunteer positions we have a hard time filling up because we don't have someone sitting at mm-hmm. the as the receptionist.
So I feel like I need to say, so if you're looking
exactly.
for something to do,
yeah, exactly.
you perhaps you could
sometime.
Also call that number and leave your name and say, I'd love to volunteer.
Just a little segue there.
That's a good thing.
Always needing volunteers.
Yep.
Right. But if you're just not sure, call. Tell me you want to talk to Ann. Obviously, I like to talk. And
we love you as a guest.
Oh, yeah,
that's
thank
good.
You. I'd be happy to answer any questions. And we do have a special table price, so you can get a good deal.
Nice.
And I just hope to see a lot of people there to learn a little bit more about what we do as our outreach.
Awesome. Now, is the number you gave, is that for the CPC?
That's actually for the CPC.
Okay, because I was going to say, if people are just more interested in finding out, maybe they can't be there on the 1st or the 3rd of December.
Right.
But, you know, they want to learn more about what you guys do and maybe volunteer, possibly.
Exactly.
They can call that same number again.
Yes. Call that same number. That's the main number, 812-334-0104. And if they have questions about Hannah House, if they'd like to talk to somebody about our program, we can set that up right mm-hmm. there. We have the director of Hannah House that'll take care of those appointments, or even our executive director, Tina Lamke, who has many, many hats at the CPC Hannah House.
Yes.
So someone's always available to talk.
Right.
That's awesome. I was going to say, and we should probably tell people where it is.
Oh, yes. We are at 808 North College Avenue. We are across the street from Scholars Inn Bed and Breakfast.
So if you know where that is, mm-hmm. they're right across the street. Beautiful Victorian house.
Yes,
right
beautiful.
There. So it's been wonderful having you.
Yes, it's been my pleasure. This is fun.
Thanks for joining us. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcasts on the WGCLradio.com website and on the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.